I've always, in the years that I've been in Rome, prior to my appointment recently, but before when I was a member of the staff of the English College in Rome, I always took place in the Via Crucis. It is a very powerful moment. There are thousands and thousands of people there gathered with the Pope as the cross comes out of the great Colosseum where in Roman times Christians were put to death for their faith, where they witnessed to Christ. And in the crowd with families, with children, with people from all different parts of the world gathering as they do on that night, often in the rain, I have to say, it's a powerful moment, one of great silence, one of great witness as we go through the popular devotion of the Way of the Cross, the Via Crucis, following our Lord step by step through that terrible journey which brought him to a very cruel death on the cross. And so it's a very wonderful moment. It's a very evocative, it's in darkness. It recalls for us the persecution of the church that is going on. And you know, we look to the Colosseum as being a terrible period in the history of Christianity, right at the beginning of Christianity. But more Christians today are suffering for their faith, are losing their lives in witness to Christ than ever before in the history of the church. So to take part in the Via Crucis is to walk with them in a very special way, to offer what is in our heart out of love for the Lord, out of love for them, to be an active support to them, bringing them to our minds, holding them within our hearts, walking with Christ on that journey of suffering, but which also, of course, was the journey that led to our redemption.